heroes are an inspiring group of people. Every one of them, from the larger-than-life comic book heroes you see on the big silver screen to the everyday heroes that let us live the privileged lives we do. Every hero has a story to tell. The doctor saving lives at your local hospital. The war veteran down the street who risked his lives for our freedom. The police officers and firefighters who risk their safety to ensure ours. Every hero is special and every story worth telling. But there is one class of heroes that I think is often ignored. The entrepreneur. The creator. The producer. The ones who look at the problems in this world and think to themselves, you know what? I can fix that. I can help people. And I can make a difference. Then they go out and do exactly that by creating a new product or introducing a new service. Some go on to change the world. Others make a world of difference to their customers. Welcome to The Hero Show. Join us as we pull back the masks of the world's finest heropreneurs and learn the secrets to their powers, their success, and their influence, so you can use those secrets to attract more sales, make more money, and experience more freedom in your business. I'm your host, Richard Matthews, and we are on in 3, 2, 1. Okay, and we are live. My name's Richard Matthews. Welcome back to The Hero Show. And today I've got Marta Spurk on the line. Marta, are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. So, Marta, I hear you are basically a certified success coach for moms, originally from Brazil, which is a long ways away from here.
Yes.
and you're a mom to triplets. You got 3-year-olds. You said they're three. They were just turned 3 this last January.
That's right.
Awesome. And let's see, you were a language teacher and interpreter and translator for 20 years, mm-hmm. and motherhood opened up a new doorway for you into encouraging other moms to find their passions and purpose.
Yes.
Getting out of their own way and creating fulfilling life and successful business, which just sounds like a really cool business. Just like we do in all these shows, what I want to start off with is what you're known for, like what your business is like today. Mm-hmm. So like who you help and how you help them and sort of give us a picture of what it is that that you do.
Yeah. So I guess you could say I am known for empowering and encouraging moms. That's what I found to be my biggest gift and my passion is just helping moms see that they're not alone in their journey, kind of like build the sense of community by sharing my story and what I'm going through and having other women, other you know, moms and mompreneurs share their story just to create the sense of you're not alone and, you know, create encouragement, especially around what you're doing as moms, you know, making you feel like you are enough, like you're doing a great job. That doesn't mean you can't aim for change and being even better, but starting from a place of pride and acknowledgement of how amazing you already are. So that's like, first and foremost, what I feel like
that's
I'm known
message.
For. Yes. And well, the way things are working for me right now, I have a couple of different coaching programs helping specifically mompreneurs get their messaging right by creating more clarity on their passions. So, because sometimes moms, they kind of get involved with network marketing or maybe the family business, but it's not necessarily what they love or they don't know how to express based on their expertise. You know what I mean? They just follow what everybody else is doing. And that's hard to stand out and to build your business, you know? And my job really is helping these moms dig deep into their story, into their past, into their childhood, the things that have always kind of like lit them up so that they can continue to do that. Because moms are known for taking care of everybody else and not saving a whole lot of time for themselves. So
that's so true. I actually have a supplement company on the side. And one of the things that we had, one of our hardest products to sell is the women's multivitamin because the women won't take their own multivitamin, but our prenatal one sells great because as soon as there's another human being in there, they'll take care of the baby first.
That's right. That's just how we are. And while it's great and very honorable and noble, you can't pour from an empty cup, right? That's like, like the best quote. And my follow-up quote is, you can't wait for anybody else to fill your cup for you. You have to do it yourself. So it's just helping moms understand how important it is to look inside themselves, especially if they're wanting to start a business. You have to know yourself so that you can have a clear message and have your ideal customer resonate with you and know exactly what you're offering, right? So that's one of the coaching programs that I have. And the other one is just straightforward for any mom or any woman really that wants to know the different ways they might be sabotaging themselves and keeping themselves from achieving success and helping them create their own definition of success. Because again, I feel like women depend a lot on others to validate them. And they look to others to define what success and happiness means instead of figuring that out for themselves. So that's
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I find I even have that problem sometimes. Just working with my clients is like you have to define where it is you want to go and like what success means to you, so you can build a business that supports that instead of a business that takes over your life.
Exactly.
So it's an important thing. So anyways, that's really cool that you're doing that. I know my wife and I have discussions like that all the time about just understanding that you are enough. You're doing a great job, especially because she like homeschools our children.
Wow.
And you know, and she basically runs the whole household so I can run the business. Right.
Yeah.
And she does a great job. And if it wasn't for her, I couldn't do what I do.
Okay.
So it's a good message that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to flip that and go all the way back to, you know, the show is about heroes and every hero has an origin story, right?
Yes.
So it's where you started to realize that maybe you were different, that maybe you had superpowers of some kind, maybe you could use them for other people.
Yeah.
Where you started to develop or discover the value you can bring to this world. So tell us a little bit about your origin story, what sort of puts you on this path.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously becoming a mom turned everything around, and especially to triplets. So that's like a huge part of the origin story. But even before that, I feel like I already had this entrepreneurial spirit in me because I'm from Brazil and I started tutoring my friends from school, from church. I started tutoring English when I was 14. So I kind of already started a business just teaching private classes and getting paid for it. And
nice.
It was all because of kind of my obsession with American culture, with English. I've always been really interested in other countries and in like imagining how's life in this other place. And of course, especially in Brazil, there's huge influence of American movies, American music. Like that's what we listen to a lot and watch. And I just grew up with that. And eventually my mom's a pastor. She got, connected with American churches, and they started coming to Brazil to teach in our community. And I started interpreting for them. So here I was, this 14-year-old girl standing in front of a huge crowd, interpreting the message into Portuguese. And that's kind of how it began. And I realized how much of a passion I have for teaching, for being in front of people and motivating, even though it wasn't my message. I had to, you know, get the emotion in there and kind of like mirror what the person
was saying.
It's a
good message too.
Yeah. And so, and it was all about encouragement and empowerment and really finding your gifts, because that's a lot of, you know, especially in Christian church, we talk about having a calling and having gifts put in your heart from birth. And I still really believe in that. And that's a very big part of my message is, like I said, helping moms find those gifts and find how they can make an impact in the world. So that's like the origin story. And then I was working as a teacher and an interpreter for, you know, this entire time until I had my kids. And then we were living in Brazil at the time. Then we moved back to the US and they were 9 months old. And I was like, I need to do something outside of motherhood. Like I already had that in my head that I needed to continue on working somehow. And then coaching, I came across coaching online and I thought, this is great because I can empower moms. I'll be empowering and encouraging myself as I go through a crazy triplet journey and encourage them to say, I have triplets and I'm still finding time, creating time for myself and working on myself. You can do it too. Anyone can do it if you really want to. So,
yeah. So a couple of follow-up questions. One, is English a second language for you?
Yes.
It is. That's amazing. You have like almost no accent and speak perfectly. So.
Thank you.
So you must have been speaking English from a very young age.
Yeah.
My second question is why do you think having children was such a catalyst for wanting to get into coaching?
See, and that's, I feel like, the heart of my message too is saying that motherhood is kind of like a blank slate. It's kind of like your opportunity to really figure out who you are, which is crazy in so many ways because you think now I have a lot on my plate. Why am I going to add something else to it? Especially me with triplets, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, you really find the strength inside of you that you didn't know before. It takes becoming a mom to understand this. I mean, it takes going through certain experiences to have certain feelings and to learn certain lessons. And I feel like going through motherhood opens up this doorway, just like I, you know, I usually say in my bio, for you to look at yourself in the mirror and be like, who do I want to be from now on? Because now I'm responsible for others too. What do I want to show these little kids? What do I want to show the world? What do I want to be known for? And that's not to say that moms that don't have this need are wrong or anything. I feel like everyone is very different, but we do have gifts. We all are born with inclinations and passions. And depending on what your gift is, you could be changing people's lives. So by silencing that, you're actually doing a disservice to people that could use your help and reaching your best, you know, your best potential, your ultimate self, and teaching that to your kids. So there's a lot involved that goes with deciding I'm not going to learn who I want to be or who I really am, you know? And that's the message that I'm spreading everywhere.
So one of the things that I always loved about being a parent, I've got three kids myself, a fourth one on the way, is that you mentioned that motherhood's a blank slate. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I think similarly, your children are a blank slate. Like they come out, they're like messages that you get to send to a time and place you'll never get to see. Mm-hmm. Right. So the things that you educate them and teach them and like, you know, everything that we get to do as parents is, it's sort of like, it's part of our legacy. The impact we get to make on the world is how we raise our kids. So being able to tie that in with like entrepreneurship and understanding your value and everything, I think is a really cool message.
It is.
And it's also like, it's like specifically you said, well, motherhood's like a blank slate, but like you become a mom, and it doesn't like, you're not just a, you know, it's not like a thing that happened once. It's like, I became a mom and that's done, right? You've got like, you're a mom for the rest of your life.
Yes.
And the journey changes every day.
It does.
From, you know, you've got 3-year-olds now, but in 30 years, you're going to be a mom with, you know, they're going to be dating and getting married and having kids. Like the journey changes and it's different. And, like I still call my mom for advice nowadays for you know, everything from laundry to how do I help with my children. So like her journey's still going as well.
Yeah.
So like it's a lifetime sort of journey that you get to help write the story for.
Exactly. Yeah. And I love what you said about my kids are going to be sending my message to places that I'll never go because they're individuals, right? And that puts a whole other, you know, level of responsibility into, of course, you know, raising a human being, but what do I want my message to be to even pass that on to them? So figuring that out.
Absolutely. Which I think is a good transition to the next question, which is your superpowers, right? Which is, what do you do or build or offer this world that really helps solve a problem, right? What are the things that you use to slay villains, right? To help moms slay their villains? You know, it's Superman has a super strength, right? What are your superpowers?
I guess it really goes back to motivation and helping moms find purpose. Because so many times after we have kids, we feel like we need to be 100% grateful and happy. And then when that doesn't happen, we feel guilty and we feel shame. Why am I not so ecstatic to have a kid? I should be. And then you feel guilty because it's like you're unwanting, you know, that child. And that, no, that's not what I feel. You don't know how to explain those feelings. Therefore, you don't talk about them because it's kind of taboo. And then you just live with that in silence. And I just want to help moms not suffer in silence, talk about what's going on and work through those thoughts and feelings. Where is this coming from? Is it something that happened to you in your childhood? And helping them go through these things. Because I feel like in terms of the blank slate too, is once we have a child, we go back to our childhood, whether we want to or not, because we start thinking, this is what happened when I was 5. I kind of remember, or this is what my mom did and I kind of want to do it differently, or thinking, oh my gosh, this is exactly what my mom did. I don't want to do this. Why am I doing this? And kind of going back into, I want to change the way I do things and understanding your own behavior. So really helping moms figure out motherhood, but not telling them what to do, just helping them with tools so that they will do them themselves. So I don't know how else to explain it, but like, it's like the superpower of empowerment. Like I help you empower yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's interesting you mentioned that feeling like we get into get into parenting and like, we're not always 100% happy. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's like, I notice like when you talk with, especially on social media, if you ever like bring up parenting and like, if something unfortunate or negative happens when you're raising your children, people always pipe in and be like, oh, don't forget to appreciate your children. It goes by so quickly.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, sometimes you don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just not positive. And you're like, how do you deal with those kind of emotions and deal with those kind of like thoughts? Cause you know, it's hard. It's not always, you know, baskets and rainbows and unicorns, right? There's hard parts to parenting, especially if you're parenting and trying to run a business and be an entrepreneur, because other people depend on you for your business as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that I talk a lot about. And I've recently actually released an episode on my podcast saying, I don't enjoy being a mom sometimes. And I got so much positive feedback of mom saying, I know exactly what you're saying. Whereas there was some backlash of mom saying, I don't know what you're talking about. This is crazy. Like, you have to be grateful. And as a follow-up to what you just said, there are certain moments that are going to be harder for you to be grateful. And even when you look back, like I've been doing a lot of this now that my kids are really not babies anymore. And even like going through pictures of them being little and thinking, I was so overwhelmed. I was so exhausted. I wish I had cherished it more. I wish I had taken more pictures. And then now I'm understanding what I did is in the past, but I can use this moment right now to cherish those moments and be grateful for those moments right now. It doesn't mean, you know, that we're always so hard on ourselves, you know, like I didn't do my best then, I'm not doing my best now. That creates a terrible future. So you have to use, you know, right now to be grateful for what you have right now, but also for the past, even if you feel like you didn't do that great of a job, is understanding that you did what you could with what you had. And today is an opportunity to change that if you take on, you know, new skills and learn new things, but you can't just, you know, live in this regret and resentment for yourself. Just give yourself some slack and give yourself some credit. Cause I mean, every parent is doing the best they can.
Yeah, I know how that goes. And I know as far as like one of the things that I've always tried to keep in mind is that, you know, I do, it's like a one day at a time kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And whenever I, you know, fail my children, something like that, I always try to apologize to them if it's necessary, but like, you know, I can be a better person today, right?
Yes,
it's exactly. Today that counts. I can't change what I did yesterday, but I can change the actions I take now.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, you can use the past as a, something to hold you back, or you can use it as a motivation to, you know, to get a little bit better every day.
100%.
Awesome. So the other side of superpowers is your fatal flaw, right? Every superhero has a fatal flaw. Superman's got his kryptonite. Myself, I personally happen to be a anal retentive perfectionist.
Oh dear.
And I let that get in the way of actually getting stuff done, right? And I will constantly, and I still struggle with this, where I try to make everything perfect before I'll do anything, and then I never get anything done.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have anything like that that you've had to work through in your business?
So to me, I feel like I'm the exact opposite, which is so funny because everyone around me is a perfectionist, like literally. And that's one thing that I talk a lot about is, I don't know if you've ever taken the Enneagram test. Have you heard of that?
I haven't heard of that.
That's one of the things that whenever, because I talk so much about, you have to get to know yourself. You have to learn who you are and your identity and your personality. Yeah. And people ask me, how do I start? I say, take the Enneagram test because it'll tell you so much about you. You're going to be mind blown. And it's funny because my personality is like the overachiever. I just want to do stuff. So on the total opposite side of the perfectionist that needs to have everything in place to even do stuff, I just do stuff. I do too many things.
So you're like the ready, fire, aim.
Yes. I'm just like squirrel brain, 100%. I have a million ideas going through my head and I have absolutely no problem executing every single one of them, but I do have a problem in finishing them and, you know, sticking with something and staying organized, staying on top of things. That's definitely what's been hard for me. And being a triplet mom has challenged me on that front and helped me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I have to be organized. I have to be on time. And it takes a lot of planning. And the planning is kind of like not my forte, because I just
do stuff. So what have you been doing to help combat that flaw so that you can improve in your business and in your life?
So a huge thing is creating routine, right? And creating deadlines for myself. Bringing people on my team has been helping me a lot, because I know when you start a business, that's a scary move to make, to hire somebody to help you, because you know you don't necessarily are making a lot of money. How are you going to afford paying somebody? And that has been huge for me, because it has helped me keep myself accountable. While I don't have a boss telling me what to do, if I have somebody else asking me for stuff and giving me certain deadlines, that has helped me as well. So routine and finding ways of keeping yourself accountable has been huge.
You know, what's interesting is the same couple of things have helped me combat the perfectionism on the other side, which is having deadlines. So I'm like, I know I have to get this done by this time. So I have to, you know, it can't be perfect. Right. I just have to get it done. And bringing team members on means they're depending on me getting those things done and to them so they can do their work. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting that you know, having other people depending on you for your team and having deadlines and stuff helps with both sides of that.
Yeah, that's great. That's great to know.
So I feel like we discussed your driving force and your mission quite a bit. It's to help moms and, you know, really understand who they are. So I'm going to sort of skip over that question, because we sort of tied it into everything we've been talking about so far. I want to go into some more tactical stuff and talk about your hero's tool belt, right? So maybe you have a big magical hammer like Thor, or a bulletproof vest like your neighborhood police officer, or maybe you just really love how Evernote helps you organize your thoughts, or maybe you build slides in Keynote, something like that. What are some of your favorite tools that you use to sort of make your online business and your coaching business thrive?
So this is something recent that I have been working on that I thought for the longest time I didn't need, which was creating a brand for my business. Mom Does It All, mm-hmm. creating a logo for it, looking into my colors, understanding what is the vision that I want to, you know, spread into the world exactly. And I thought that I didn't really need that, because I am so action oriented. It's just like, you don't, because so many times you feel, I have to have a website, I have to have this, and that to be legit to even talk about my business. For me, I went the other way. It's like, I don't need any of that stuff. I'm just going to start. And so for the longest time, I felt like that would be kind of a waste of time, but I've been doing this for over 2 years, and I came across a course that it's, you develop the stuff yourself instead of paying like $5,000 to a designer to do that for you, which I don't think it's bad. I know there are lots of amazing professionals out there, but depending on where you are in your business, that's not something that you necessarily want to invest in. And so this is something that was a lot more affordable. And the whole proposition is you're going to be looking at this for a long time. I mean, it's your business. You have to like what you see. So you get to pick the colors, you get to pick the fonts, with a professional kind of guiding you through and showing you different tools online to help you with that, and showing you how to search for stuff on Pinterest and all that. So that has been huge for me, because it's something that I didn't think I need. And now that I have, it's giving me so much more confidence into, you know, posting stuff online, you know, because I am creating something cohesive on brand. So that has been something that I added.
That's probably giving you some clarity too.
Yes, totally. That has helped me a lot. And another thing that I like so much, I don't know if you could necessarily call it a tool, but I really love podcasting. That has been one of the best moves in my business, seriously, because I'm such a talker. I didn't feel like just adding captions to my posts or going live once in a while was doing my message enough justice. But being able to interview other people that are doing similar things and just putting my thoughts out there has been so therapeutic for me, and it's been helping other people. So it's a win-win on so many levels.
Yeah. And one of the things that, so I'm going to comment on both of those things, because so first off, on the branding stuff, I like that it's not like a tangible, like, you know, you could use this software or, you know, this kind of keyboard. It's an intangible thing, but it's a tool in your business. Like, it's a lever that you can pull.
Yes.
That, you know, makes your business more powerful and stand out more and connect with people more.
Yes.
So it's interesting that you consider that a tool in your business. Cause I think a lot of people don't consider branding a tool. Mm-hmm. They consider branding like just like you know, it's like a baseline kind of thing, or like they either ignore it or they have it and they don't ever put a thought into like how is branding a tool for my business?
Right.
And I like that approach to thinking of branding like a tool that's going to help me move my business, right?
Yes.
And it's going to give me clarity, and it's going to give me confidence. It's going to give people something to connect with. Mm-hmm. So I really like that thought from the branding mm-hmm. standpoint, that branding's a tool. And it's something that I've struggled with in my business too, with it's just like nailing what my brand is, mm-hmm. And what it looks like. And I think I'm getting closer to it, every day. And it's not something that like, you know, it's not set in stone. It changes
right,
and grows
process.
With you, just like mm-hmm. your children almost, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, your branding is a process. Yeah, always changing and doing things. So I really like that. And then the other one, podcasting, is such a cool tool. And it's one of those, like, I just read recently, podcasting is, I believe this last year surpassed radio for consumption
wow.
in the American public.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Which is huge.
It is.
Yeah. And it's on a major growth trajectory. And I got a lot of clients that we helped set up and build their podcast and build some of those things. And like, I had a client who was doing podcasting and YouTube show and Facebook live shows. He was doing all those things. And we were tracking where business was coming from. And he had, I think, 20,000 YouTube followers and several thousand on Facebook. And I think his podcast had about 1,000 mm-hmm. listeners. His 1,000 podcast listeners produced more revenue in his business than every other marketing channel we had combined. Right. And it was an order of magnitude smaller. Right. And I've been trying to figure out for the life of me why that is. And here's my theory. Maybe you can see if you agree with this or not. My theory is that when you're podcasting, a lot of people are going to listen to your podcast in mm-hmm. audio form, right? Which means they've got their headset on, they're at the gym, yeah. they're driving in their car, and you're like literally in their head.
Yeah.
Right? Like you, when you put your headphones in, you hear the voice like right in the center of your head.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very intimate type of communication.
It is.
And you're in, like I said, you're just like, you're in their head when they're doing other things, right? When they're cooking or driving or working out. I think it creates a level of know, like, and trust that, a lot of the other platforms can't do.
Yes.
Just because of the type of content.
Are you tired of trying to write webinars that don't consistently convert? How would you like to have a webinar that effortlessly created sales in your online business? You can. Introducing the Webinar Alchemy Workshop. Webinar Alchemy Workshop is an online masterclass that will help you write incredibly persuasive webinars for your online courses quickly and easily. Using what you learn in this class, you can build a webinar that educates your entire audience while still creating sales. For a limited time, you can purchase this masterclass for only $7, and you'll get the exact framework I've personally used to help my clients sell more than $1 million worth of online coaching and training just over the last year. Simply text the word Alchemy, A-L-C-H-E-M-Y, to 444-999, and I'll send you all the details.
The music is by Purple Planet Music. Visit www.purple-planet.com.
I think it creates a level of know, like, and trust that a lot of the other platforms can't do.
Yes.
Just because of the type of content that it creates. So I don't know, what do you think of that?
No, I totally agree. And I feel like, just like what you described, it's so much more intimate because it's just a voice in your head. And it's so much more convenient because you don't have to stop what you're doing to watch. It's just going in there. It almost like when you listen to Audible, right? For a book.
Yeah.
It's so much more convenient. You don't have to sit and pay attention and read. It's not to say that you're paying 100% attention because you're doing other stuff, but it's a lot more convenient. So I wouldn't be surprised that that's just like what you said, statistically, something that attracts people a lot more than having to sit down and watch videos. I mean, even me, when I watch videos online, I can't watch any video if I'm not speeding it up, because it's like, all right, I can't just sit there. You know what I mean? It's like, I can't just, and even sometimes with podcasts, I can't just listen to the thing in a normal speed. Because we don't have time, right? That's one of the things. People don't have time for anything.
And, we got things to do.
Yes. And so that really helps. And I feel, and that's one of the reasons why I love the podcast so much too, is that it's so much more practical for the person doing it, because you don't have to look a certain way. You just have to be somewhere quiet, and then you can start, you know, recording it, and no one needs to see what you're looking like. It's a lot easier to edit. So it's very convenient in so many ways, and it's a great tool. I love it.
Yeah. See, I'm just making more work for myself by recording it, so I have a video and audio version of the podcast, but
yeah. Yeah, but
yeah. it works for it. But you know, the thing that I that like I'm the same way. I had someone, one of my contacts the other day reached out and was like, hey, you know, how do you feel about live broadcasts? And I was like, I can't watch live broadcasts because they're in real time. And real time means like I have to stop other things that I'm doing and I have to watch it that way.
Yeah.
Where podcasts, you can speed up, right? So you can listen to them at 1.5 or 1.75 or 2 times their normal speed. So it takes less time during your day. And you can still consume the content and you can do other things while you're doing that, right? You can listen to them on your drive to the grocery store and other things. So like you can multitask and still sort of improve yourself with other people's knowledge and information. So anyways, I love podcasting as a tool as well. Hopefully if, you know, any of our audience is listening to that, they should, you know, look into doing a podcast for your business. It's a great way to do that.
It really is.
So, yeah. Okay. So next question is your own personal heroes, right? So Frodo has Gandalf, Luke has Obi-Wan Kenobi, Robert Kiyosaki had his rich dad. Who are some of your heroes, right? Were they real life mentors? Were they speakers or authors? Were they peers who were just a few years ahead of you? And how important were they to what you've accomplished so far in your business?
So I feel like the mentors that I've had closely have helped me a lot into growing. And I feel like they are heroes in a certain way. And of course, there are people that I haven't met that, you know, I've just been following. So one of my very first mentors directly was Angie Lee. I don't know if you're familiar. She has a podcast. And she works a lot with marketing and helping women, female coaches, market themselves online. Like that's her huge thing. And now she has her own CBD line and launching different products and everything like that. And she was the reason why I started a podcast. I had never been a big podcast listener. And then when she had a course inside the mastermind that you could take that was for starting your show and like ABCs, you know, the hosting site and how do you create your cover and all of that. And I was like, oh, I'm not even going to look into that because I'm not going to do a show. And I was like, hold on a second. I really love talking. Maybe this could be a thing that could attract people to me and to, you know, and help me grow, help me figure out what I want to do with my business. And that's exactly what it did. So I'm really, really grateful for her. And then other mentors that I've had that I claimed as my mentors, I have Brandon Burchard. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
He is huge.
Experts and Academy.
Yes. And his book, High Performance Habits, was actually what got me into a different direction for my business, into figuring out, okay, what are my passions? What do I really love? I want to stand out. Kind of like the message that I have now. It all started because I started reading his book and he talked a lot about finding joy into what you're doing. If you're not enjoying what you're doing, something needs to change, right? And using joy as a compass. And so he's been huge for me and his book, his podcast, all of that. And somebody else who is not a mom, but I love her stuff. Her name is Catherine Zenkina and she's the Manifestation Babe. So she talks about, you know, law of attraction and I just love her. She's so real and so authentic. Yeah. So I've claimed her. So these are the people that I swear by. Like if you're needing guidance, if you're needing motivation, you can tune into any of them and all of them have podcasts too. Nice. And you're going to find,
That was Angie Lee. And what was her podcast called?
The Angie Lee Show.
And then you had Brandon Burchard and I don't remember what his podcast is called either.
I think it's called the Brandon Show.
Mm-hmm. And then what was the last one?
Manifestation Babe.
Cool. We'll make sure we put those in the show notes for people if they want to add some more podcasts to their repertoire. Awesome. So last part here, the let's bring it home for our listeners. It's your guiding principles, right? Mm-hmm. It's what are the top one or two principles or actions that you use regularly today that contribute to the success and the influence that you enjoy in your business? The ones that you sort of wish you had known when you first started your hero's journey, you know, several years ago.
Yeah. So first and foremost is gratitude, which I know it's become kind of played out today because it's all about hashtag grateful, thankful, blessed, whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can't, it's a basic principle that you can't really ignore. The more you appreciate the things you have now, the more of that you attract into your life. That's just basics. Because you create your thoughts and your emotions, when you think of something positive, That's what you're bringing into the forefront of your mind, right? And
that's what you're manifesting.
That's what you're manifesting, essentially. And so that's why I love all things manifestation, all of that, because it's so true. But another thing that I added that has been huge for me is because when you think great gratitude, you're usually not in the list. You usually think grateful for family, grateful for friends, grateful for things that you have, but you don't add yourself in there. And something, a practice that I've added and that I encourage my clients and everyone listening to me to add is to do a brag book. So what are the things that you're proud of accomplishing? So that's all you, right? It's nobody else. So, and it could be small things or big things. So maybe you got a degree. That's huge. Be proud of yourself. It took years. You had to study. You had to take tests. You had to pay for it. Or it could be something small. I did laundry yesterday and it was, you know, it's been a hectic week. I wasn't able to do it, you know, like really acknowledging and how amazing you are.
Got it all done, right? You got it folded and put away, right?
Exactly.
Got it all done in one shot.
It's something to be proud of because it's especially something that you struggle with.
Yeah, if you're not a parent, you don't have any idea how big laundry is.
It is. It's huge.
That's like a big deal. So that's actually really cool. I've never heard anyone talk about that before. And it's something that I've discussed a little bit. I call it one of the ways we talk about imposter syndrome a lot with my clients. And imposter syndrome is this idea that like you don't feel confident in your skills and abilities, right? So you second guess yourself. You don't ask what you're worth. You don't actually go out and take the actions you want to take because you're suffering from imposter syndrome. Now, imposter syndrome can actually be legit, right? You could actually be trying to do something you don't have the skills or qualifications for. But if you do, then you shouldn't suffer from imposter syndrome. Yeah. And I talk about the same kind of thing. It's like what you need to do to overcome imposter syndrome. If you actually have the skills and results, like look back to your things that you've accomplished and remind yourself of those things and look at the things that you've done and the results that you've gotten for people. And, you know, like I keep whenever I get testimonials from people online, when they comment positively on something that I posted in social media or they leave me a nice review or, you know, they send me an email that says, hey, I really enjoyed our call today or anything that I get like that. I take screenshots of them and I have like a book of it, right? I have a set of like, here's all the things that I've done. And it's not really for anyone else. Maybe eventually I'll take some of the testimonials and put them up on my website, but it's just for me. Right? Yeah. When I'm having a bad day or I feel like I'm suffering from my own imposter syndrome, I can pull them up and read through them all.
Great.
You feel so much better. It's the same kind of thing, right? It's a brag book. I like that idea a lot.
No, I think that's great.
Just turn that into a product or something.
I know. And that's something that it's reminding yourself of how great you are through other people's words. That's even more effective. Well, I feel like both are good because I know, like I said before, that moms wait so much for people's validation. And I mean, that's awesome. We all love compliments, but also coming from a place of, what have I done that I am proud of, right? Not expecting somebody else, but you coming up with the things yourself.
Yeah.
That's great too, to build confidence.
Some of those are just going to be like internal things, right? Like if you're working on something like, you know, go back to the parenting stuff that we've been talking a lot about is sometimes, you know, children can be very irritating and, you know, you'll have a short fuse, or at least I do sometimes. And I'm like, hey, I didn't have my short fuse today when my child did the thing, right? And it's not something anyone else is going to know. No one's going to compliment me on that, right? That I was able to, you know, manage myself a little better. So like, you definitely need to have some of that internal dialogue with, here's just like little things that I'm working on in my life, right? You know, maybe it's like, you know, when you finish your lunch, you've got the dishes put away. It's something you've been working on, little tiny, you know, just little things that you're improving in your life. I think people don't realize how powerful just little changes over time, what that does to who you are, right? It brings you to a whole new level. So anyways, I really like that idea. The brag book.
Oh, I'm glad.
Book. Cool. So last part of the show is what I call the Hero Challenge. And the Hero Challenge is really simple. It's just, do you have someone in your network that you think has an interesting hero's journey, an interesting hero's story that we should talk about on this show that you might be able to introduce to the show that we can, you know, challenge them to come and share their story?
Yes, I actually have a, she's a business coach, somebody that I've connected with recently. We have a lot in common. It's like one of those crazy things when you meet someone and you're like, we're doing the same things. We think the same way. She is the same type on the Enneagram test. So it's like, we have so much in common. Yeah. And, she's recently gone through a divorce, and she has a 1-year-old boy, and she is a hero in my eyes because I understand where she's coming from because we're so similar. Yeah. And she's just really doing what she loves, figuring out what she loves, regardless of what people think, which is a huge, you know, part of my message too, is not caring so much about what other things, especially as women, we tend to like rely on other people's opinions a lot. And, her name is Kelsey, and I don't know if she's changing her last name or not. But I can give you her information, and she's from Canada, and she's doing amazing work helping moms build their business, and it's just been great connecting with her.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll reach out to you after the show and we'll get connected for having Kelsey come on, because that's part of our plan for growing the Hero Show, is we need to find more and more hero stories so we can lift them up. And I think personally, the reason I build this show and do this is because I hold very strongly the belief that entrepreneurs are the people who hold up our world, who make our world a better place.
Totally.
And yeah, so the more people we can get on and share their stories with the world, the more I think we can encourage entrepreneurship. And for me, like I want to encourage my children to become entrepreneurs at some point in the future. And I think, you know, getting on and just making sure that my kids have heroes they can look up to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always celebrities and musicians and stuff like that. It's it's some of the people who are actually doing really good work out in the world.
Yeah, no, it's great. Yeah, I love your show.
Well, thank you. So last bit is, thanks for being on the show. Obviously, thank you for coming on and spending some time with us. And where can people find you, right? If they want to check out your coaching programs or check out your podcast, where should they go? What should they look for?
So the name of my business is Mom Does It All. So you can find that across the board on Instagram, Mom Does It All. And I have an account for the podcast too, Mom Does It All. So you can find the podcast as well, Mom Does It All. And I have my website, it's martaspurk.coach. You can find me on Facebook as Marta Spurk. And I do have a community for women. It's called Mom Does It All Community. So anyone can join and take advantage of, you know, sharing your business in there and connecting with other moms. It's great.
Awesome. So I'm going to spell your name for people just so they can find you. It's MartaSpirk. MartaSpirk.coach is where you can find her website. She's got some cool stuff on there. I spent some time this morning looking around at it. Anyways, thank you so much for being on the show today, Martha, and look forward to connecting with you again in the future.
Yes, you too. Thanks so much, Richard.